And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys show each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live in our studios downtown. It is a gorgeous day. Looking out the window, blue skies, going to bump up against 50 degrees. Great day to get out and do that tailgate. My Spartans are playing the Badgers. That game starts at 3:30. You still got time to fire up the smoker, get some things going, maybe cook up a little jerky or get one of those rotisserie chickens going or beer can. Chicken, whatever it may be. There's a lot of good options today, man. It's a gorgeous day to be outside. You know, get a smoker going, clean up your leaves, come back, have a microbrew, and, you know, eat the spoils of your wonderful grill.
That is the best plan I've heard for a Saturday in a long time.
I know. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob, and we are cooking. What's going on today, Bob?
You know, I think that was just absolute perfect planning. And, of course, you're a great planner, so you would come up with something like that.
Yeah. You know, we both had busy plans this last week. We were all over the state. Ironically, we were both in Minnesota for different reasons at different times. But on your way back, you stopped at the Keweenaw Brewing Company in the Upper Peninsula. You drove, I flew, and we had an interview, part of an interview in the first hour of the show, and we wanted to finish that interview. So let's cue that up, Brian, and let's play the rest of this Keweenaw Brewing interview, because they make good beer there.
Okay, and right now I'm tasting this Red Jacket Amber Ale, and it's got a little sweetness to it, and still it's got some zip. It's got it, the hops are coming through. It's a little sweeter beer, but sweet and kind of hoppy. How would you describe that profile on that Red Jacket Amber? And again, great packaging. It looks like you've got a coal miner on the front. Of course, we're in copper country, so it would be a copper miner or a iron mine operator, which I know there's still active mines around here, which is a good market for you as well. But how would you describe the flavor profile on this beer?
Well, it's got a light caramel sweetness to it at the front end, and then a subtle hop notes at the back end on it. So it's, again, it's an easy drinking beer, but that sweet crispness that comes through, it's not a lager, it's an ale, so it's a little bit softer, but, you know, we've tried to mimic the Oktoberfest style to get this out there with this beer. And, you know, as he mentions, that the miner on the front, all our cans carry pictures that represent the copper country up here. The November gale represents the storms that we get up here. That's got a lighthouse that's being inundated by waves. The miner on the front is a miner, and that Red Jacket Amber Ale, the name stems from one of the big copper mines up here. The Red Jacket Mine was based in Calumet back in the heyday of the copper mining up here.
You mentioned that next summer you've got a big festival going on up here, and my heritage is Finnish, so a lot of Finlanders up here. Sorry you have to put up with all them, probably all my cousins, but what's going on up in the Leland or Keweenaw Peninsula next summer?
I've got FinFest 2013 is coming to the Keweenaw. It's an annual gathering of Finnish heritage people that gather, and there we're expecting maybe 20,000 to 30,000 Finns to show up in this town. So if you don't hear from us over the next few months, it's because we're trying to stock up enough beer to handle this thing.
Okay, so if people are trying to pair your different beers with a specific thing they're grilling this time of year, we're all heading into the woods trying to kill Bambi, right? Or grandpa. So what beer that you make do you think would be matched up nicely with a nice red meat venison steak on the grill, maybe at deer camp or after deer camp? What would you pair with some venison steaks and maybe some red skin potatoes?
Man, well, I think I'd go with this Red Jack and Amber to go with those nice venison steaks. As you start throwing a little more seasoning on it, drift into the pale ale would keep you going. If you don't like that heavier hoppiness, then you can drift into the Widowmaker, which has a tremendous flavor of its own that'll carry you through most anything you're eating. And then, you know, my personal opinion is that if you find a beer you like, it goes with anything. Whether it's ice cream or tacos, even Cheerios.
Okay, now this six-pack we're looking at, it looks like there's actually a variety of beer in that. Do you sell them in that way, or is this just extra stock you keep around for moochers like me that stop in?
Well, the six-pack you're looking at is for the moochers. We do sell a mixed six-pack, though. It's a limited distribution. We sell them here in the local area, and they're also being sold down in the Grand Rapids area. So there's some out there that you may be able to find that has all six of our beers in the mixed six-pack. The six being the Pickaxe Blonde, Red Jacket Amber, Liftbridge Brown, Widowmaker Black, or Old Ordock Scottish Ale, and the November Gale Pale Ale.
Well, that's excellent. And I really like the fact that the names on these beers represent something from this area. I spent every summer up here. As a matter of fact, we're real close to the Porcupine Mountains right now. And my father, 50 years ago, logged the Porcupine Mountains. And he talks about, you know, it was more than 50, but, you know, him and another guy on a two-man saw cutting virgin timber for the timber industry. Trees that were, you know, so big across a 5-foot saw could barely get around them. So this place strikes a special tone in my heart, and I just love this part of the country and this part of Michigan. And I think it's really cool that Keweenaw Brewing Company is shipping out something with that heritage for Lower Michigan, because a lot of people in Lower Michigan don't really get to come to the UP. They don't take the time to come to the UP. They don't really know what they're missing. And if there's one reason that somebody ought to come up here, or maybe two or three reasons that people need to visit this part of the country, this part of the world, this very special place, what would you tell those folks?
Well, I'd say Lake Superior has a spirit to it that you don't want to miss. There are places where you can come over hill, whether it's in Duluth or Marquette or anywhere, where you come and you see that lake, and the crystal clearness, the blue water that you see out there is just, it's unforgettable. And you're out here with nothing but trees around you. As I grew up in a much more crowded area, part of the country. And coming up here now, my wife and I say, when we go to the beach, it's a bad day if you see somebody else out there. It's just nice to be able to get out here. And wherever you go, you can get out by yourself without too much work. So it's beautiful up here.
That's excellent. Well, Paul, I appreciate you taking time with us today. If you're out looking for a good beer, go to your specialty beer stores or anybody that has a nice variety of beer in Lower Michigan. Look for Keweenaw Brewing Company. You'll know it when you see it, because the cans are very distinctive. They're all copper colored, and they've got just great artwork on them. This Widowmaker is especially nice. You've got a big picture here in your office, and the Widowmaker is actually a drill that was used in the mines up here over 100 years ago. So everything you have named and logoed on your cans ties directly to the region, and there's a story behind it, and that's very cool. So Paul Boisvane, we really appreciate you taking time with us today, and we look forward to enjoying some of these beers from Keweenaw Brewing Company. Jop, back to you.
Barbecue Bob, it sounds like he had a great time up there at the Keweenaw Brewing Company. Had that wind blowing across Lake Superior, and I think it drove up a thirst. But coming up next, Bob's next stop in the UP was the Rapid River Knife Company. Bob actually bought me a present, and I'll describe this knife that he brought me. It's fantastic. It's going to go on my belt this hunting season. And we're going to shoot down to Merle Shoemaker at Allen Bob Sports and talk about concealment, little pop-up blinds, and things you can do to make yourself invisible in the woods. You're listening to Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. We'll be back.